Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
I've done a quick look around the entirety of all of the maps, and I can tell you that the R21 southbound off to Olifantsfontein towards Babsfontein is the densest piece of traffic in the entire country at the moment.
The Department of Labour says it has identified restaurants as a problematic sector in the hospitality industry. This now when it comes to compliance with the country's labour laws. A four-day multidisciplinary inspection blitz started today. This now following public outrage over alleged exploitation at Babel restaurants east of Pretoria. And while the ANC is holding a memorial service for its veteran politician, Pravin Gordhan, in Johannesburg, his remains is arriving in KwaZulu-Natal as we speak. Moving abroad, the Lebanese Health Minister Firas Abiad said 8 people were killed and some 2,750 wounded in pager explosions across the country. This happened just a few hours ago. Hezbollah says these pagers were used by its members and released a statement pointing the finger at Israel. One of those injured is Iran's ambassador in Beirut. More on our news blog, jackarandfm.com. Click on news.
It is business time. It's brought to you by Standard Bank this evening. Unlock financial growth with a money market select investment account offering up to 5.25% interest and guaranteed capital.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise, and you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
So this week is the week of expected rate cuts. The only question now is by how much? Here's Robert Cameron from Fisher Dugmore Securities.
All eyes will be on the US Federal Reserve when it announces its interest rate tomorrow evening. There's growing calls for a 50 basis point interest rate cut as opposed to the expected 25%. Thursday, our Reserve Bank will be on deck and are expected to decrease the rates by at least 25 basis points.
So that's not all that made headlines on the business news front today. Here's a few other stories.
In company news, Microsoft unveiled a $60 billion stock buyback program and also raised its dividend by 10%. Amazon will be expecting all employees back in the office by January, saying that it needs to return to having a bit of a startup culture.
A dollar trading at R17.64, a euro R19.61, and a pound R23.21. Gold trading at $2,562.85 per fine ounce, and oil at $73.44 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 7.
We start off with football news. This time around, old Champions League foes reunite tonight for the Champions League phase opener. AC Milan take on Liverpool at the top level once again. Under the bright lights of the San Siro, the two former continental champions will play their first Champions League games under new management this week, with both Arne Slot and Paulo Fonseca having to right some recent wrongs.
Last Saturday, we didn't do as many things good as we did against United, but there were still a few things that went quite well. But it was a total different game, and that's also for tomorrow. I expect a complete different game against Milan with the type of players they have and the playing style that manager has compared to Nottingham Forest.
Other games happening tonight in the Champions League sees the start with Juventus taking on PSV Eindhoven. That's happening in Italy, with Young Boys taking on Aston Villa at the same time. And then the big games later on in the evening at 9 o'clock see Bayern Munich take on Dinamo Zagreb, with Real Madrid taking on VfB Stuttgart at 9 as well. Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus, well, he's made 10 changes to the team. That's